This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We got reaction to the Rangers weekend. Look ahead to Toronto coming up in 3 o'clock. In that segment, we'll talk about that. Then at 3:20, the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening. Right now, here's Eric Chiafalo.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. Among other things, we have a sports P to address. Let's go ahead and hit it. All right, boys and girls. The Indy 500 has come and gone.
Sure has.
Broadus, who was in there cleaning up the ever-delicious Shell Shack lunch right now, I'm sure he is fiending to talk about and give some analysis of the Indy 500, but what I'm here to give you is the story from the eighth place finisher, 33-year-old Indiana native Mr. Connor Daly, who was actually leading the race for 13 laps. There was a thunderstorm situation that delayed the proceedings by about 45 minutes.
And the worst.
And so he's sitting there in what he describes as the nicest car he's ever been in. Nature called, and he had to do what he had to do. Here he is at the microphone.
I want to thank my mechanics specifically, because there's been a lot of talk tonight, and I saw on the internet as well, a lot of toilet talk and maybe some using of the bathroom, and because we had to wait a long time before the race, right? Never in my life have I urinated in my race car until Sunday. I was sitting on the grid and I was like, this is the best car I've ever been in my whole life. Like, I'm going to have to pee in this thing. I kid you not.
Oh, God.
I legitimately urinated in my race car before the race even started.
Before
the race even started. People asked me, like, when did you do it? I was like, we didn't even start. We sat in there for 30 minutes.
Was it because you had to go, or was it excitement?
No, I had to go really bad. It was, I don't know if it's the diabetes or I'm just getting older, but Elio should know. He's like halfway to 100. I don't know if that happens to him a lot. But
Elio?
Man, I don't know. Maybe it is getting older, but that I literally did the entire race sitting in my own pee. So that's a tough one. I felt like we're in a trust tree here. We don't have to show that on Fox. Maybe you guys can just keep that to yourself.
They can just edit that,
man,
part of live
tough.
Out.
Tough. So thank you, mechanics, for dealing with that.
No one's got to know.
The trust tree with me.
So he's open wheel guy? This is Indy guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you can dry out then as the race goes on, but I don't know.
The sweat factor, right?
Okay, the sweat factor. That just sounds so uncomfortable. I think before I did that at the beginning of the race, is what, a 3-4 hour race?
Yeah.
I'm going to get up and say, hey, we're going to have to hold this up a few minutes.
Well, I mean, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. He's talking about the delay, but usually it's still, this is a marathon of sorts. Hey,
I think there's a lot of these racers that are peeing in the car.
These guys are probably peeing in the car left and right.
But at the beginning of the race?
No, at the beginning, that's awful. When you're in the heat of the moment, you're driving, the adrenaline's going, you may not even feel the pee come out. You're too locked in. But pre-race, now you're sitting there in the discomfort. That's an extra layer of adversity you have to overcome.
But as a father of young children, you know how irritating the urine on the skin can be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be, is it going to be a rash? Is it going to be, it's going to
be. No, that's true. But yeah, maybe eventually the sweat just kind of takes over, and now the sweat is taking over where the urine was. You're probably dehydrated.
The posterior glute itch that had to have been just overwhelming by the end of that.
And it's sitting in that suit. I mean, is that suit drying out?
It's going to stink.
Is that wicking fabric? Is that absorbent? I don't know. But it sounds disgusting to me. And I just have a rule. You know, I don't want to keep anybody waiting, right? But once you've created any sort of delay, that's open season for me. I'm waiting for you. You'll have no problem returning that favor, or we got a problem. So I'm going to get up and hit the restroom here while we're waiting in this delay.
I mean, all the money that goes into racing, like we can't, like we got pea suits, can't figure out a way to just kind of...
Broadus is in the building now. Okay, yeah. How often are these guys, you think, urinating on themselves throughout the course of a 3+ hour event?
Quite a bit.
Yeah, okay, so it does happen.
It does happen, yeah.
but it's not something that really gets talked
about. These dudes get super dehydrated, so
they're losing like 10 pounds,
I read. Yeah, pee problem is not one of the things you have to deal with. And you'll see guys before a race jump out before they strap in, because once you strap in,
it's over.
You mean it takes a good bit to get you hooked up with your radio, your cooling unit, all those stuff. So yeah, you don't just like, hey, I'm going to pull over and go to the men's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kind of a thing. You just go in your suit.
But we're stopped. You know, this is before the race. I got a monster pee to take.
Yeah, you've got to get that before you get strapped in.
Yeah.
Once you're strapped, you're just...
You're pretty much in the car, and yet you got to pee on yourself. Yeah.
That's a long afternoon. Mm-hmm. He ends up finishing eighth.
A top 10 finish.
But, gosh, I bet he was just beelining for the showers.
Oh,
yeah. That.
Oh, that'd be a glorious shower.
Some of those guys, though, like, they get right on their plane and go home. They take the suit off and just change clothes and go.
They don't even shower?
There's not a shower there, no.
If you peed before, though, you would shower.
If they went... Yeah, like you could go back to fifth. Guys have mobile homes on site, like in the competitor lot. They could go and change clothes there. But there's a lot of guys. It's hilarious how some of these teams don't, you know, they all fly together on like one big charter service. And it's funny, like they'll have these summertime races and the crews won't even shower. They'll just put on their clothes and get on the plane.
That's ridiculous.
And fly back to Charlotte.
That's ridiculous.
And yeah, and my crew chief is like, you will not believe the smell on those airplanes.
That's
like
horrible.
They're racing like in these places that, you know, hot Midwestern races and stuff, Kansas, whatever. And then everybody just gets on the plane and they're all just smelling.
Smelling like pee and BO.
Yeah.
That's rough. Combo.
Not a place you want to find yourself.
No.
Not going to get that cleaning deposit back.
Yeah. What percentage, speaking of urination, there was a survey done, 2,000 general population Americans on the frequency of peeing in the shower. What percentage of Americans do you think
75%
voted yes that at any point over the course of a year they will pee? Maybe they're not frequent shower
75%.
Peers. Wow. Okay, that's a big number.
Yep.
65.
39%.
Oh, okay. Only
going 100% of men and about 1 in 3
And if
ladies.
It's anything less than 75%, they're lying.
Maybe these. Okay. Then that's what's happening.
I'm calling
here.
You a liar. If you,
so you're a peer in the show.
We have a bunch
you
of,
nailed it.
We
people
have a bunch
do.
Of liars.
I mean, yeah, you
oh,
do.
People do
I,
that.
I can't. No, I'm saying 75%. I do not want that to get on my feet.
Yeah. That, so you don't, I don't,
but I'm just saying that there's people that don't give a damn
oh, for
about
sure.
that. They don't
Absolutely.
Give a damn. So yeah. I'm saying there is a very high number of this.
Well, the shower self-cleaning, you know,
yeah,
all that
it
soap
goes
and
down
water.
The drain.
Yeah, yeah exactly. I mean, if it's an emergency, I can't say I've never done it in my life. But
you
it's,
would rather
it's
pee in the shower than waste water by flushing a commode. How about that?
100%. And I just don't want that feeling of discomfort. Now I'm having to dry off and having to go stand at the toilet naked.
Yep. Yeah,
you know, that's just weird and unnecessary. Now the bathroom floor might be wet. You know, where's it going to let this go? It's going to the same place. It goes to the same pipe. Yeah.
12% of Americans
That's
say
liars.
They
12%,
pee daily.
Really?
There's
24% total said that they do from time to time. So 24% of Americans are admitting that they pee at least sometimes in the shower. Now, what do you think by gender? You said 100% of men.
Yes, sir.
30% of men said they do so regularly.
Hmm.
What do you think the number is for women that regularly urinate in the shower?
15.
I'm going to go
19.
I'm going to go, I was going to go
8. 21. 20% of women. Now, apparently the millennials are peeing in the shower at a much more rapid rate than, say, the Gen Xers or the baby boomers.
Aren't they conserving water? Aren't those people?
Free thinkers.
They're attributing it to the day and age that we're in now, which is everything is about multitasking, tasking, and like you're trying to go two birds, one stone with everything. So they're like, it's just more efficient. The younger generation feels like it's more efficient for me to just pee in my shower.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll put my hand up and say, absolutely, it is. Confirmed.
100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when you turn on that shower, the sound of it hitting the floor makes you have to pee instantly.
Sure. Right.
You know,
yeah. The sound of absolutely. Water.
Everything. Yeah. You're in an environment now that connotes, I kind of got
to
pee.
That's what they say. If you're ever at the doctor's office and you have to fill up the cup or put some in the cup, then you just turn on that water and it makes you go to the men's room.
I love that. That's a veteran move right there.
All righty. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
I'm asking my sources, is everything cool with Jacob DeGrom? You know, he didn't strike anybody out yesterday, only threw 81 pitches. He's going pretty good, but I'll have the answer to that question and everything else happening in the local sports scene coming up next here in the Three Piece. It's the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.